Well, the other guy disappeared and never even docked my Visa Cash app.
It could be because they filled that spot, so we can only fill it.
He said, we can't run off Visa Cash app. I said, then you're an idiot, because Cash Boys like me, the only thing we put money on is Visa Cash app.
Oh, okay. Let me ask John about that, too.
You got Venmo, or the other one. I don't know what the hell it is. I can't remember, because I don't use it. I use Cash app. Visa.
Thank you for holding. Hey, is this Ray?
Oh, here he is.
There he is.
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed and highly favored, let me tell you.
Me too.
That's what I like to hear. I know you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to...
I just want to be left alone.
Oh.
What up, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy day, but a good problem, you know?
Here.
I understand that you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how the placement works?
Yeah, okay. Like, explain what you actually are.
Our company, Local Splash, we're partnered with Google, so we're a premier Google partner. The highest accreditation you could achieve for a marketing business.
How do I benefit? Like, I'm going to hire you probably because I've been reaching out. Listen, agency's been reaching out to me, and I've been hiring them like A&G Leads or Better Business Bureau. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked great so far. Everything that they promised me is right on point, working great on clockwork. So I'm asking, what are you guys? So you're like, what, advertisement?
Yeah, our company is a Google partner, so what we focus on are the Google Places placements. Those are the three guys that pop up in your area if you look up any of the services you provide. And so the reason we were reaching out to you is because we had a listing that became available for your business category, and you were on the qualified candidates list. And so Tara's kind of calling down the qualified candidates list right now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the opening that we have. Once we fill that position, we're closing it out.
I'm real hot in my area right now, like, because my stone is, like, booming.
Yeah, masonry work is crazy right now.
Yo, for once in my life, I've been a wanted man in a good way.
No? Well, welcome to the good side. Yeah, but it's been good. You know, just in the last 30 days, within a 50-mile radius of where you are, we've had over 1,800 searches in the masonry category. So I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,800 phone calls or anything like that. But, you know, obviously you get that many eyes on you.
I get my own. They call me because they see my work on Facebook and stuff. So my shit keeps coming. You know what
right.
I mean? I'm not worried
right.
about
Yeah, it's just it's the same thing. It's just
but
Google.
It's cool.
And everybody uses Google.
Well, call me looking for stones. Oh, this kid's popping in your area. That's what basically you're saying. Hey, I'm paying you guys because you're going to make sure if they
see you as the top option.
Hey, he's popping in your area. That's why you're offering me a service, correct?
Correct. So that they're able to see you as the top option for what you do.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay. Well, everything we do is month to month, Raymond. You don't have to sign a contract. If you want to sign up with us today, I can reduce the rate by 50%. I could get it down to just $199.
Today?
Mm-hmm. That's it, out the door. And then each month moving forward, you'll keep that rate. So it won't go up or change on you later.
What if I pay you this month and nothing happens all month? And then I feel like, why did I give them $199? I could have wiped my ass with Charmin for that.
Well, that's never happened to me, but if it were to happen, you could cancel. There's no cancellation fees or penalties.
I'm bored. You swear I'll hit.
Well, we put you on the first page. I can't Google. Even though guys get clients every day off being on the first page of Google, Google doesn't want me to guarantee you clients from putting you up there. They just don't want me to tell you, hey, I guarantee you're going to get 20. And then you sign up and you get 10 and you're like, what the heck? This guy lied to me to get me to use the service, you know? So,
I'm worried about.
Yeah, I can't do it. The call's recorded. We're a Google partner. So, you know, the $199 will put you on that first page as a top option for the services you provide.
Here you go. No, I got you. I don't mean to cut you off, but here you go. Do you recommend I do this?
100%. I think any business owner in any service-based industry.
I'm going to go with you, and it's crazy. Because I only have like 208 on my Cash App.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
give you one.
Google advertising has been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years, Raymond. So it's like, if
dude,
we can't,
I believe that everyone Googles stonemasons in my area, that I'm going to show up first.
Exactly.
You guys promise for your service.
Exactly. And other things too, yeah. Not just stonemasonry, but like
I'm
if somebody looks up.
Thing.
Okay. All right. Well, let me create your account. Are you still at the 5738 South Park Avenue?
Yeah, but I'm moving out of there within like 20 days.
Okay.
I don't know where yet, or I would give you an address.
Okay, that's fine. We could use this one. We'll just do
an American hustler, bro. And
American
in the day, back in the day, it was bad hustling. Now it's good hustling, like legal business, like stone and brick.
Yeah.
And it's starting to ball. You know, we're starting to all pay some good money. So, like, you got to bear with me. But I always pay you what you need. But I'm just telling you, like, I ain't rich yet. I know a million's on its way, but I ain't got the million yet, but I'm, like, halfway. I'm starting, you know, I'm starting to, like a quarterback. I'm starting to see leg room and different maneuvers. Things
yeah.
are going good.
But, yeah, I mean, getting your name out there definitely helps if people can see you consistently.
Yeah, and that's what keeps going for me on these sites. Is like people use me off these sites and I pay for the sites and I have a few of them other than you. And
okay.
I always do the right next right thing and I just fall. Like all they do is recommend me to the world and I just keep bringing in big jobs and I'm hanging stone so it's like really risky.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm doing pretty dang good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you weren't, we wouldn't be calling you.
Yeah. I'm selling legal rocks now. You know what I mean?
Oh man! Hey, I've seen Breaking Bad. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen Breaking Bad here and there. Yeah, that's one of my
how's
all-time
the baby
favorites.
With... Oh.
What was that?
I was a baby when they wrote that.
Oh yeah, it's a good. It's a good show.
I'm way more advanced than that, but not no more.
Oh. Geez.
Thing to say, hey, say to people, hey, I ain't involved in that no more.
Okay. Well, I have your business profile I got to create for you. So I have the address already. Is this phone number the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name, Raymond?
My direct hit.
What's your last name?
Waddy.
Just like the business?
G-I-E.
Okay.
Same.
Got it. Okay. I gotcha. And then what's your business email address where I can send you everything in writing and your receipt?
The letter R.
Mm-hmm.
Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N.
Okay.
11586.
11586.
Yep.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
.com. Okay. All right.
Remember Coming to America with Eddie Murphy, the singer at the prom? Mr. Randy Watson.
Yeah.
My friend called the collections agency, and we had to make aliases for our emails.
I already know that. Like, when we set this up,
collections agency, you know?
There's a tracking system that's hooked up to this, right? So, like, when clients call you off the first page of Google in your tracking system, you could hear the recordings. And I know I'm going to check on those recordings at the end of the month, and I'm going to be cracking up just listening to you talk to your customers because you're just such a character.
No, they love me. So every customer I get in, somebody is like, yo, you're the coolest.
Yeah, you have so much character.
And then, yo, my work is astounding. So they're like, yo, you're the best and you're fun. I'm like, yeah, I gotta be.
It's a win-win scenario.
It's a boring country, right?
Yeah, it is, it is. It should get better
it's
soon.
It's all boring country if nobody was fun at work.
All right, so I submitted the form for your Google verification. They're going to send you a form digitally you got to fill out. It's called the Google verification form.
How come you can't just take the card? Like, I could read you the card number right now.
Well, I could, but give me a second. You know, I have to actually get you the things needed to set it up.
They're a real company, not a scam, right? Like, you're legit. Like, I pay you.
Exactly.
What you said.
Yeah, and we send it to you in writing with the receipt. That's why I'm trying to set everything up. I don't just take your card and run money.
But, no, bro, I never read those.
I know, but you got to sign it at least.
Okay, I will. If you say so, I will.
All right, I already sent it to you there, so it's on its way. And then now I can take the card number. I could get the card number from you now, Raymond, if you're ready.
Yeah, did you, all right, did you email, what'd you, I heard something, did you email or text?
Both. I sent it to both.
Yeah, it's okay, I'm not worried, you know, I trust you.
Yeah, it's a Google verification form, so it's like, it's actually a form you fill out that does go directly to Google for this.
Taking one, there you go, local splash Raymond to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require, I see it.
Yeah. We've been in business for 20 years, so we're definitely a real company. We have thousands of reviews online.
Bro, yo, you wouldn't call me and bullshit me.
Yeah, not over $200.
No, actually, two went wrong. Two went wrong right before you. The phone died on one. And the other, he couldn't get the number right. And I was like, can you understand me?
Jesus.
Like, I kind of acted rude, like, asked him, like, in a foreign language voice.
Oh, that's fine.
And he was, like, hung up.
They should sound like they're from the U.S. If they don't sound like they're from the U.S., just don't even talk to them.
Dude, they didn't. They sounded like they were from Sri Lanka or something, bro.
Yeah, don't do that. Any international. Yeah.
For Google certified. Now this is how millionaires are made, because you trust Google. Google's a very, very powerful company, very wise, very smart, very intelligent.
Yeah, and then once your business is showing as verified online, it helps a lot with credibility.
Yeah, because it's the first thing they look up, and then there you are, and it shows your brilliant-ass work. So they're like, yo, look at this dude.
Yep. Yeah, so we're going to get that all done for you. That's the first step, though. You do have to fill out that form this evening. But I'm ready for your first month's payment. So.
4403?
4403.
9320?
9320.
4124.
4124.
5019.
5019. And the expiration date, month, and year?
I'm listening. Ah, 426.
426. And then 3-digit code on the back.
I know. That's weird because the card's being stupid. Hang on a second.
Okay.
It's like, now I'm not letting me see that stuff off my own Cash App app.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
I love that
dull
app.
White. It's like dull white or gray, and then it ain't working.
Yeah, I love that app. I hardly carry a wallet anymore just because I have all the PayPals and Cash Apps.
Yeah. Listen, I don't carry a wallet because I do everything off my Apple.
Yeah, me too. Apple Pay. And then you got all the cards right on there. Yeah, that's what I do. But you still gotta, I still put my license in the back of my phone.
Try 335.
335? Okay. Yeah, but I still stick my license back there because, you know, if you get pulled over and you don't have your wallet, you still gotta have the license with you. So I just put that in the back of my phone.
I'm a crime boss, bro, so like at the end of the day, I don't want a wallet or identification on me.
I've actually gotten a ticket for that before. They pulled me over for a taillight that I didn't know was out, and then I didn't have the license.
For billion.
Yeah.
And then
super
they're
dumb.
Just to say who has to have an ID outside their house.
Yeah, they try to tell me that you have to have a license on you if you're driving, and I was like, man, you could look up my plate number and see who I am before you even stop me, but they wanted to give me a ticket for
it. If you
prove
that's true, bro.
Yeah, but once I went to the courthouse and actually showed them that I did have a license, it was just in my wallet, and I left my wallet at home. They dropped it down to like $30 and got rid of it. So that was still an inconvenience, but better than paying what they were trying to get out of me. Okay. So this account.
Go ahead. What are you saying?
We have to do a voice verification. It's like a 60-second recording, so we got to get kind of button it up here as we go through the recording.
No, I'm comfortable. No, I'm okay. A rapper signed here in Buffalo too, so like my voice is no problem.
Oh no. Okay. I hate rap.
Yo, I'm busy chasing the stone. This is where the money's at.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I'm not a big rap fan, but I hear you.
Yeah.
What
are you like, Coldplay and gay shit like that?
No. You know, that's funny. One of my buddies, we were playing golf the other day, and he said that to one of my other friends. He's like, you know how I know you're gay? And he's like, why? He's like, because you listen to Coldplay.
See, I'm from God, eh?
That was funny. No, I like Morgan Wallen and, you know, country music all the time.
You sound like my A-Rab from Florida. I love Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, I like Zach Bryan, too. Zach Bryan's pretty good. Zach Bryan and Morgan Wallen. Those are probably my two favorites right now. Not big on rap. I used to listen to rap a lot when I was younger.
Anyway, that depends who it is.
Yeah, I mean, they got the old school stuff, but nowadays it just kind of sounds like a lot of blah, 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 chest bumping. And hoorah.
Chest bumping, dog.
Yeah, it's a bunch of nonsense. I listen to it for a little bit, and then I'm like, turn this stuff off. Okay, yeah, so your CVV is wrong, that 335.
It's 035.
Oh, 035, okay. I put 335 in there, and it said CVV failed.
Well, I don't have the card out of my wallet somewhere.
Hmm. So how are you getting the card? You just remember this off the top of your head?
I think it's I'm a savant with numbers.
Uh-huh.
I think
that's
it's
crazy.
035.
035, okay.
No, we exist. Yo, we're across the world. There's a few of us who have photo memories, so we exist.
Hmm. Now it says suspected fraud on the account.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my fuck. Because I'm in one truck. Let me get in the other. I'm going to pop in my wallet in the other.
Yeah, they might just send you a notification to verify the transaction, but...
It ain't their decision to do something dumb because of a wrong number.
Yeah.
A digit of a mistake.
Yeah, it could be one number wrong, and then it'll give us errors.
Did you buy my wallet today? My boys know right where it is.
Of course they do.
Good employee. Yeah, good employee.
Above your kids. If it's your kids, then they definitely know where it is.
Here. All right, here you go. I got it.
All right.
It's 035.
035. Yeah, that's what we had down. So the number, just to repeat it back to you, right? So I got 4403-9320-4124-5019.
Yeah.
And you said it was 04 of 26?
Yeah.
And then it was 035?
Yeah.
Okay. So that means the suspected fraud is just they sent you a message somewhere that you have to approve and verify the transaction before they let it process. So all the Google headquarters and the merchant processing,
Hey.
Yep.
I already found it. Oh,
okay.
It again, yo, the card was locked. The card was locked on my app.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I unlocked.
Then.
No, because okay. They rob you. Don't.
No, that's a smart way to do it. So usually...
But shit, I didn't approve. That docked me like $80.
Mm.
And then one time, $750, bro.
Oh my God.
That shit.
Who is that?
One was some heart organization out of Oregon.
Heart organization?
Yeah, like a heart health organization, hospital, like charity out of Oregon.
Mm.
Over by Washington State up there. by under Canada.
That's odd. I don't understand.
Another was like some friggin' lung service in California, and they one cracked me 80, one cracked me 750.
Yeah, you got to report that to your bank, but they'll shut down your card for a day or two, send you a new one.
Through a bank, it's through California Visa.
Oh, Jesus. How the heck did they get that number?
I don't know. That's what worried me.
Yeah, you got to be careful if you buy, like, those prepaid visas and you load them up, because sometimes people get the numbers off of them, like, in the store. They'll, like, take a picture of them on their phone. And then once you buy it and load it up, the number doesn't change, you know, and then you put a bunch of money on it. So they wait until it's active, and then they run it, and they take the money out of it. It's a scam. You got to be careful buying those visas at the gas station or at the 7-Eleven or Walmart. You got to be careful with those things. Those prepaid Visa cards. I've heard of that happening before.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try to reprocess the payment here and see what it says.
It'll work.
It says, please wait 5 minutes after the last authorized transaction. Okay.
That's great.
Find
that to shit, you don't?
Yeah, it's just a security thing. I'm going to have to end up waiting on this one. So that's fine. What I'll do is I'll walk you through this voice verification. The voice verification says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you state the name of your business?
Bobby Stone.
And can you state your name and title within the business?
Owner and operator.
Raymond Waddy, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Waddy Stone?
Obviously.
All right. Says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your Google campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Absolutely.
Okay, and do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yeah.
All right. So it says your payment for...
Us too, what the hell do you guys need?
Well, so the whole point of this is to get you a consistent flow of clients, right? But we don't want you to have two Google business profiles or two Yelps or two Yellow Pages.
I would do that.
Okay. Well, if you're not sure, just double check, because there's other things we do for you. Like, we're going to build you a website. Like, you'll have your own .com website now, like waddystone.com. And so you don't want to go building a website either.
Don't make me that.
Yeah, we're going to make a .com for you.
What I want. Like, that'd be cool. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Well, that's what you're going to get. That's what you're paying us for. Yeah, it's a part of the service.
These guys are what, like, the Hollywood people call that shit like that. Yo, their name.com. But it actually provides service. Yo, sweet.
Yeah.
That excites me.
Yeah, so you'll have your own .com, and we'll attach that to the listing on Google. But we don't want you to, like, pay for another website, right? So that's why they say that. Like, before you add anything online, just give us a heads up so we can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you give it a try for 2 months, but it is a month-to-month service. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 9th of 2024. Going to be in the discounted price of $199 or $199 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. I've also locked you in at this discounted price, so if you want to continue to use our services each month, it's going to renew on the 9th at the discounted price of $199. So you'll keep the same deal. And then it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop the automatic billing cycle. And it says you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right. So when the payment clears, you'll receive a text message with an outline of the service agreement, and it'll have a receipt as well. It'll also be sent over to your email. You do have to sign off on the service agreement and fill out that Google verification form. And then I'm going to set an appointment to follow up with you tomorrow. for a client interview. And that's where we're going to interview you and go over like all the services you provide, the area that you cover. We'll get the domain for your website, get an idea on how you want the website to look. But I want to give you some time to kind of think about it over the evening. So, what would be the best time to, circle back with you tomorrow?
Whenever you're ready, and my brain will jump right on point with what we're doing.
Okay. I like the way you said that.
I swear, I got 100 things going on, man.
I know. The business owner.
Today, if you remind me, hey, I'm Google, we talked yesterday. You don't got to say we talked yesterday. I don't know that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I got you.
Dude, there's brains that hit hard, bro. They're like people have no brain in the country, and you meet kids whose brains are like all over the world.
Yeah, I've been all over the world. Oh, yeah, I'm one of those too.
I've
seen
on.
33 countries already, and I'm only 31.
My ancestry, Scotland, dude. We're the kings.
I love that. I have English blood
in
me.
TikTok ain't got none on us. We think faster.
We invented the TikTok.
We did it.
The real clock.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yo, we might have.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the real TikTok is the clock. That's where they got that from.
I'm in this country and half my friends from here are like shocked. Like, some are smart, some are stupid.
Yeah.
And it's like, more stupid than smart. You get a couple friends that are smart, the rest are like stupid.
I tell people that all the time. Like, common sense isn't so common anymore.
We're residing here, you know?
Mm.
But at the end of the day,
All right, I'm going to put you on my calendar for tomorrow at 10 a.m.
All right, I'll be ready for the phone call at 10. I'll even put it in my notes for an alarm.
Okay. And then, yeah, I'm going to text you at 9. This is a reminder, too, so you don't forget.
Did your doc from the card go well?
It hasn't gone through just yet. You might have a notification.
Try.
No, I didn't try. I wanted to give it 5 minutes, so let me see if it'll go through.
It'll be all right. It didn't take it yet. I'm looking at the Cash App now.
Yeah, it keeps giving me... Keeps giving me a suspected fraud error.
I don't understand that. Yeah. Yo, while you just said that, I watched my balance jump down if you took your 199 and then right back up to 208.91.
Yeah. Yeah, it's saying suspected fraud, so it's not actually processing
That's
it through.
But yo, I'm not fraud.
I don't know, maybe something happened with it, or sometimes they'll send you a notification, if you have like an app, or if you have like a banking app usually, sometimes they text it to you, and you have to authorize those transactions, because all the Google headquarters are in California, so if they see a transaction from California and you're in New York, they're going to flag it. It's just natural, like security. Even on mine, it's like if something goes through in New York, I get the notification, was this you? And then I have to process it.
It's weird. My friends say Cash App has a fat security feature and you guys are frauds. But I don't believe it because how much I've got to know you personally. There's no way you would try hard to take me for $195.
Yeah, no way. Tell them to look us up. Tell them to look up Local Splash.
No, I trust you. But
yeah.
How come it's doing that? Is it Principal Anderson? Is Billy lying or are you?
No, so the code that they're giving to you, when they give you suspected fraud, it could be like you've already gone through something. Like you were saying, hey, that $750 went through and then that $80 went through. And so when you tell the bank, like, hey, these transactions happened, and then they could pause the card.
I'm a federal boy and just cash, so I never told them.
Mm.
Never told the bank because I'm not like a peasant and I don't cry about a little bit of money. I never told them that, but it happened. I don't think you're the fraud. I don't understand. I don't know. Maybe, man. Few of you guys' company's numbers are calling me like all of a sudden after I hit these. You know, I'm mad at the Better Business Bureau of New York and I'm more mad at Angie Leeds because now all these companies are calling me for this and that and that, and it's like, why would they share my information?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they shouldn't be sharing your information. That's illegal.
I feel like you guys are Google. You sent
no,
me the verification.
We're not Google. We're partnered with Google. We're called Local
Google
Splash.
Business Profile.
Yep. Yeah. So we create the Google Business Profiles. Mm-hmm.
So Local Splash is a fraud?
Nope.
I'm not saying they aren't.
He says I'm not saying they are. These are like my best friends from class.
Yeah. No, they're not flagging us as fraud.
How come my bank's flagging you guys as fraud?
Yeah, your bank's not flagging us as fraud. The bank is telling us that your card is fraudulent. It's the other way around. They're telling us that you have suspected fraud on your account. We don't have suspected fraud on us.
I don't have any.
Well, I'm just telling you that's the notification that they're giving us. Is they're going, hey, this might not be Raymond. This might not be a real person. We don't know what's going on with this card. So,
hey, guys, am I Raymond?
No, I know it's true, but I'm saying I've set up six accounts today already on this. So they all go through, and then I got yours as suspected fraud. So I'm not saying you're a fraud or we're a fraud. Usually what's happening is there's something going on with the bank where they need clarity. And so what they do is they send you a notification normally via text or email, and they're going, hey, Raymond, did you authorize this transaction? Did you give somebody your card to process a payment $199? And you have to authorize it, and then it'll actually process and send you your receipts and everything. So
that last, all cash app. You know, you make sense because someone called me before you guys, like, and it was like some weirdo, like I told you.
Mm-hmm. Some random company that didn't sound like he was from America. I like your buddy though; he's looking out for you.
Of course, we're all Welsh.
Yeah, that's what it is. I need to get some Welsh friends.
American.
Yeah, I need some Welsh friends. Okay.
Yeah, we're from the bottom. We're from the bottom of England. That's why we liberated Scotland and Ireland. We had to get away because Wales was bad to us. We hurt them.
Yeah, you guys. You ever seen? You heard of William Wallace?
So let me make sure my bank is correct.
Yeah.
Call back after.
Call me after 6. I got an hour and a half of finishing this and getting paid.
Okay, sounds good. We got our client interview scheduled for tomorrow at 10, so I'll call you at 6 and get it squared away, and then we'll do the client interview in the morning.
I don't think you're a scam. So
yeah, you have
me and I will.
You have my direct number too, so I'll talk to you at 6. I'm gonna put you in my calendar here. I'll follow
What's
up.
What's your
with
first
you.
Name? Again?
It's Jonathan, and I go by John, and then my last name's Hill.
Johnny Hill.
Oh, sorry. John, please. You sound like my high school girlfriend.
Ain't your girlfriend. I'm a lot uglier than you.
I'm married now. But all right, Ray. I'll talk to you soon, okay? All right, bye.
Peace, nigga.